Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Friday. It's KHON To Go. With KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:53 on this fantastic Aloha Friday. Partly cloudy skies, had a few showers earlier, so some wet roads out there, but looking good. Let's first start with the tropical tracker. I just want to mention one thing about this. These will stay in the eastern Pacific, won't affect us, but I watch these all the time to see the trends, because we have different trends now because of climate change. They think, you know, we need more data, but we had rapid intensification where this Adrian increased wind speeds by 30 miles per hour more within 24 hours. Then they went to a category two. They weren't forecasting category two yesterday. This forecast in Eastern Pacific comes from the National Hurricane Center in Miami. It'll run over cooler waters and dissipate. But the fact that, you know, there some forecasters are saying the models may be a little confused about how to handle climate change. You might see some increases that you don't expect. And we have another one, Beatrice. This is number two. It'll run into cooler waters, but not until later on in the weekend into Monday. It'll skirt up the western Mexican coast. But I'm always keeping an eye on that, and I'm always keeping an eye on your forecast for fireworks. We got that. We're the Fireworks Forecast Central here. All the way through the weekend, looking good. Now, you might have a couple of showers if you're seeing a fireworks show on the windward side, but leeward side looks pretty good. Consistent weather, east-northeast winds, 15 to 25. Maybe up to 30 with some gusts. A couple of showers out there. You can see earlier windward Malka showers, a few of those making it over the Colas into town and into areas like Pearl City. Today we'll see partly cloudy skies, about 87 for your high. Once again, same thing just about every day. And let's take a look at some of those fireworks shows. There are quite a few out there. Schofield Barracks, you can see the times there, 8:45. Now, like I said, if you're on the leeward side, it's mostly going to be partly cloudy, a little breezy out there. You got Turtle Bay. You got all these, you got some, like I said, the windward side, you might have I put a couple of showers in there. So not Pearl Harbor, but you can see like Kailua Beach going to maybe get a couple of showers. And there are the times. So mostly between 8 and 9. And there are more than just those six. So maybe we'll set the record for the most fireworks shows. And you can see that you saw that there on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and the 4th of July, Tuesday, you have a chance to go out and see some fireworks somewhere. Same forecast all the way through the week and into next weekend. That's your weather forecast. How about the surf? Let's check in with Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, happy Aloha Friday, Chevy. We're looking at a flat to one for the north and west shorelines. Dive, fish, paddle, and kick back on the beach. Nothing going on. We're looking at flat to one, barely occasional two for town's top reefs. I mean, it is tiny. We need a big boat to go by. Diamond, it's 1 to 2 feet, and Sandy's and Makapu'u, 1 to 2. Oh, Sandy's has had a couple bigger sets for you. Now, trades are going to be light to moderate. No warnings for mariners for the first time in ages. A minus 0.2. We just had it bottom out at 6:30 a.m., and then a big high tide rolls up at 2:30. Sun will set 7:17. The weekend sunrise, 5:52. We're sacrificing boards and praying for surf once again. Hey.
Following years of delays, the first phase of Honolulu's rail system is set to open later today. And if you plan to hop aboard the train, here's what you need to know. The first 9 stations and 3 park and ride lots will open at 2 p.m. sharp. Officials are asking folks not to arrive early. The park and ride lots are at the UH West Oahu, Ho'opili, and Halawa stations. Spaces are limited and updates will be provided on the Transportation Service's social media pages. Once you're in a station, here are the rules.
We don't allow consumption of food and items. We normally allow a sip of water and things from a water bottle. That's not going to get you in any trouble. We do have restroom facilities at all of the stations. The restrooms are not open access. You do have to go and get entry from a station attendant.
Train doors will remain open for 20 to 30 seconds. Service through July 4th ends at 7 p.m. and a round trip takes about 45 minutes. So officials advise not getting on the train after 6 p.m. if you want to make it back to where you started. And stay with us on this historic day. Our live coverage of the first phase of Skyline's opening begins at 10 a.m. on KHON2.com with a grand opening ceremony. Then tune in again at 2 p.m. on air and online when Skyline welcomes its first passengers on board. Honolulu police raided an alleged game room last night, seizing 9 gambling machines. Now they're letting illegal businesses know that these crackdowns will happen more often. HPD says they've conducted 13 of these types of busts this year, but they suspect there are about 100 gambling rooms operating on the island. Police say there are some signs that could point to locations possibly being an illegal game room that the community should know. Potential game rooms usually have cameras and doors without any sort of signage showing that it's a business.
Unfortunately, we've seen game rooms in just about any type of residential, commercial areas. And it's very unfortunate. Before, they were really limited to out of sight, out of mind locations. But right now, they're in your face.
The Honolulu Prosecuting Attorney's Office says penalties for promoting gambling have gotten tougher, going from a misdemeanor to a Class C felony in 2022. 2 cases have been prosecuted so far under this new law. One man is dead following an hours-long police investigation in Ewa Beach. According to Honolulu Police, officers were sent to Kapilina Beach Homes at about 7 a.m. yesterday for a man reportedly armed with a gun. Nearby homes were evacuated as a precaution. Witnesses tell us they saw SWAT and heavy police presence, as well as one of HPD's robots on the sidewalk. HPD says officers entered the home and found a man dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. A heads up now for East Oahu residents. Nightly closures of Kalaniana-Ole Highway begin in a few weeks. Crews will be completing guard rail repairs on both sides of the highway between Lunalilo Home Road and Ke'alaho Street. This will be from July 16th through the 21st, from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., and then continue for 4 weeks. Drivers will be detoured. The project is expected to run through August 11th, but again, it's not going to begin for a couple more weeks. But we're just giving you a quick heads up there. Meanwhile, work to improve safety along Waipio Valley Road on the Big Island is coming along. The county says phase one is complete and includes 750 feet of rockfall mitigation. Phase two will address embankment and road conditions for the next approximately 1,300 feet. The county is still working on design and permitting for that phase. And Oahu's first responders are looking for more men and women to join the ranks. They're hosting a community and career fair tomorrow from 10 to 3 at Kamakana Ali'i. There will also be activities for keiki and interactive booths.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here Monday at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.